What do chocolate eggs, Banksy, and hot air balloons have in common? Apart from being a really weird weekend, or brilliant, depending on your outlook, you'll have to stay tuned to find out. Hello, I'm Mark Thomas, and welcome to Counting Down the Counties, a podcast where I'm going down an alphabetical list of UK counties, and I'm giving a little potted history, some fun facts, and hopefully a little humour about each county. The podcast is available on all major podcasting platforms, and YouTube for them that likes moving pictures. If you like what you hear, it would be amazing if you gave me a follow so you can be notified of all new releases. The podcast is a work in progress, so formats may change, but hey, keep you on your toes. As always, I am not a historian, I just love history. So, enough of my waffle, onwards. Today, we're visiting Bristol. Bristol is known as a county borough. This means that it is both a city and a county, which is a bit greedy. The city is located in the west of England on the River Avon. It's the largest city in the southwest of England and seventh largest in the UK, with a population of over 450,000 people. Bristol was granted county status in 1373 and city status in 1542. It was originally part of the county of Gloucestershire, but became a separate county in 1889. Early history. There is evidence of settlement in the Bristol area from the Paleolithic era onwards, with 60,000-year-old archaeological finds at Shirehampton and St Anne's, and the Mesolithic site at King's Weston, the Bronze Age site at Westbury-on-Trim Roundbarrow, and the Iron Age hillfort at Clifton Down Camp. Stone tools made from flint, chert, sandstone and quartzite have been found in terraces of the River Avon, most notably in the neighbourhoods of Shirehampton and Pill. There are Iron Age hill forts near the city at Lee Woods and Clifton Down on either side of the Avon Gorge, and at King's Weston near Henbury. Bristol was at that time part of the territory of the Dobynnau. Evidence of Iron Age farmsteads has been found at excavations throughout Bristol, including a settlement at Filwood. There are also indications of seasonal occupation of the salt marshes at Hallen on the Severn Estuary. Well, you wouldn't want to be around salt marshes in the depths of winter, right? The Romans arrived in the Bristol area in the 1st century AD. They built a fort at what is now the city centre. They also built a road that linked Bristol to London. During this era, there was a settlement named Abona at the present Sea Mills. Abona was an important settlement during the Roman era. It was mentioned in the 3rd century Antonine Itinerary, which was a document that listed towns and distances in the Roman Empire. Archaeological excavations at Abona have found a street pattern, shops, cemeteries and wharves. This indicates that the town served as a port. Another settlement was located at what is now Inns Court, Filwood. This settlement may have developed from earlier Iron Age farmsteads. There are also isolated villas and small settlements throughout the area, notably King's Weston Roman Villa and another at Brislington. Abona was abandoned in the 4th century. The reasons for this are not fully understood, but it may have been due to economic or political factors. Today, there is little evidence of Abona above ground. However, archaeological excavations have revealed a wealth of information about the settlement. Saxon times. The town of Brigstow was founded on a low hill between the rivers Frome and Avon at some time before the early 11th century. A coin of Ethelred issued around the year 1010 shows that the settlement must have been a market town. The name of Brigstow means place by the bridge. The tendency of the Bristolian accent to add L to words, the Bristol L, eventually changed the name to Bristol. Brigstow was a major centre for the Anglo-Saxon slave trade. Men, women and children captured in Wales or Northern England were traded through Bristol to Dublin as slaves. The Saxon Bishop of Worcester, Wulfstan, whose diocese included Bristol, preached against the trade regularly, and eventually it was forbidden by the crown, though it carried on in secret for many years. Norman times. Bristol was a small town in the 11th century, but it grew rapidly under Norman rule. William the Conqueror built a castle in Bristol in 1067, and the town became an important centre for trade and commerce. In 1155, Bristol was granted a charter by Henry II, which gave the town the right to hold a market and to elect its own mayor. Bristol continued to grow and prosper in the 12th and 13th centuries, and by the end of the 13th century, it was one of the most important towns in England. Bristol continued to blossom in the centuries after the Norman conquest. It became a major centre for trade and commerce, and it played an important role in the development of the English economy. By the 14th century, Bristol was a thriving port city. It was a major centre for trade with Ireland, France, and Spain. The city also had a thriving shipbuilding industry. In 1348, the Black Death struck Bristol. The plague killed a third of the city's population. However, Bristol recovered from the plague and continued to grow. In the 16th and 17th centuries, Bristol was again a major centre for the slave trade. Bristol merchants brought slaves from Africa to the Americas. The slave trade was a major source of income for Bristol, but it also led to the city's involvement in the transatlantic slave trade. In the 18th century, Bristol was a major centre for the Industrial Revolution. The city's location on the River Avon made it an ideal location for factories, and the development of the steam engine further boosted its industrial growth. The 19th century saw Bristol continue to succeed further. Its population doubled between 1800 and 1900, and it became a major centre for the development of the railways and the shipping industry. Bristol's military history. Bristol has a long and rich military history. It was founded in the 8th century and quickly became an important trading port. Its strategic location on the River Avon made it a target for invaders throughout the centuries. In 1067, William the Conqueror built a castle in Bristol to protect the city from attack. The castle was used by the English kings for centuries, and it played a key role in the English Civil War because it was a key port and considered strategically important by both royalists and parliamentarians. Initially, the leadership in Bristol wanted to keep the city neutral in the conflict. However, Bristol was used as the receiving point for the royalists to accept reinforcements from Ireland. Bristol was captured by royalists in 1643. The city became a key supply base and communication hub. Royalists relied on foreign aid and imported weaponry, which had to evade parliamentarian patrols to reach Bristol. Bristol's role in the First World War was significant. The city was a major centre for the production of war materials. Its factories produced aircraft, munitions, and other supplies for the war effort. Of course, this made it a major target for German bombing. The bombing raids killed thousands of people and caused widespread damage to the city. Bristol was again a major target for German bombing during the Second World War. The city was heavily bombed between June 1940 and May 1944, and over 1,300 people were killed. The Bristol Blitz was the heaviest bombing of Bristol during the war. The first major bombing raid took place on the 24th of November 1940, and over 1,000 tons of bombs were dropped on the city. The bombing caused widespread damage and many buildings were destroyed, including the city's historic cathedral. The bombing of Bristol had a profound impact on the city. The damage was widespread and the loss of life was significant. However, the city's people showed great resilience and Bristol was rebuilt after the war. Bristol's post-war recovery was remarkable. The city was rebuilt and modernized, and its economy and population grew. Bristol became a major center for industry, commerce, and culture. Fun facts. Bristol is the home of the world's first chocolate Easter egg. The egg was created in 1873 by J.S. Fry and Sons, and it was an instant success. The egg was made of solid chocolate and was decorated with simple designs. The world's first balloon flight took place in Bristol on January 4, 1784. Jean-Pierre François Blanchard and John Jeffreys made the first successful balloon flight across the English Channel. They took off from Bristol, now the site of the foyer of the Bristol Old Vic Theatre, and landed in Dole in France. The balloon was 30 feet in diameter, and the air was heated by burning wood and straw, proving health and safety was not a thing back then. Bristol is the birthplace of Banksy, the world-famous graffiti artist. Banksy's work can be found all over the world, and he is known for his subversive and satirical images. He's been praised for his ability to use humour and irony to make a point, and there is no doubt that Banksy is one of the most important and influential artists of our time. Famous sons and daughters. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling. Darth Vader actor David Prowse. Comedians David Walliams, Matt Lucas, Lee Evans and Russell Howard. Funny lot, these Bristolians. Physicist and astronomer Sir Bernard Lovell. Actors Cary Grant, Jeremy Irons, John Cleese and Maisie Williams. Wrap-up. Bristol is a city with a rich and fascinating history. It's a city that has been shaped by its location on the River Avon, its role as a major port, and its industrial past. Bristol is a city that is constantly evolving, and it's a city that is full of life and energy. So there you have it. Bristol, a fun, vibrant place with a shed ton of history. I'll be back in the next episode where I'll be talking about Buckinghamshire. As always, if you hear something you don't agree with or is obviously incorrect, let me know and I'll do an update in the next episode. You can get hold of me on countingdownthecounties@gmail.com, on Twitter, TikTok and Instagram as @countingcounties. Until next time, I've been Mark Thomas and this has been Counting Down the Counties. Take care. This podcast was written, recorded and produced by Mark Thomas at the studio of South Coast Voices Limited. Find out more at southcoastvoices.co.uk.